Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Ches, and this is the last daf in Chagiga about the other inyanim. Before we get to the Tumah V'Tahara, last section of the Masechta and of the Seder, but today the Gemara talks about the Issur Melach of Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara has the important principle of Lo Masr Nakasav El Al HaChachamim. The Torah was given, the Psukim were given to the Rabbanan to interpret. Lo malacha, eze yom asur, eze yom mutter, which day is asur, which day is mutter, eze malacha asur, eze malacha muteris, which malacha is mutter, which is asur, and there is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether the Isser malacha of Chol HaMoed is Isser daraisa or Isser darabanan. We had a lumdus on the dafshir, about that a couple of months ago. But this is this line. We could have had it on this daf also, but we've had it already, so we're going to talk about something else. But this is one of the major Gemaras in Shas, and the only line that it says this description of the Rabbanan's power in this context. Lo masr nakasav el chachamim. So really, that line means that the Rabbanan have the power to create the contours of halachas midaraisa. That's the Masr Nakasav El Chachamim. It's only used two or three times in all of Shas. The Rishonim use it in other places. For example, the Ran, at the beginning of the last paragraph of Maseches Yuma, discusses why is it that there are Inuyim on Yom Kippur, and according to some Rishonim, like the Ran, there is Isuri Daraisa. Besides eating and drinking, which is for sure Daraisa, but shoes and Rechitza, the other prohibitions that we have in Yom Kippur are also Daraisa. The Ran holds. So how could there be leniencies? How could a king and how could a kala have leniencies? So that's where he quotes the principle of L'masur Nakasav El HaChachamim. The Rabbanan themselves could create the contours of the Din Daraisa itself. So this is one area where the Rabbanan have power. But of course, they also have power in creating Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right? That's another power that they have. Not just interpreting the Torah and transmitting the Torah Shebal Peh that we believe in, but they have the power to obviously create dinim d'rabbanan. So we're going to talk a little bit about that power today, which is again is a well-known topic, but we'll talk about some of the shitos today, known as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says clearly in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim that the mitzvah, there is a halacha of the Rabbanan being able to make and create dinim d'Rabbanan, but there's also a halacha that the rest of Klal Yisrael have to listen to them. There's a mitzvah say that we have to listen to the Rabbanan, and a mitzvah losa say that if we do not listen to the Rabbanan, we violate. So again, that applies for sure to how they interpret the Torah, lo masr nakasav el chachamim, in that category, but it even applies to where they create their own dinim, even dinim d'rabbanan, right? If somebody does not light or rejects the concept of Neiris Chanukah, if somebody rejects the concept of Netilas Yadayim, right? Any mitzvah d'rabbanan that we have, so that, according to the Rambam, is included in lo sasur. Meaning the mitzvah sase, to listen to the Rabbanan. The negative commandment, the mitzvah sase, not to listen to the Rabbanan. So that is included in the din da'oraisa of lo sasur. The Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. And if I don't listen to the rabbis, so then I am violating a din da'oraisa. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says there in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and just to remember, the fact that Hilchos Mamrim is where it is in Sefer Shoftim, you know, that's understandable because what did the Rambam have in Shoftim? He starts off with Sanhedrin. Next, after Sanhedrin is Edus. Right, Edus has to do with Sanhedrin. Mamrim starts off, talks about Zakin Mamre and the power of the Rabbanan, which is also connected to Sanhedrin and Edus. After that is Hilchos Avel, which the Rambam connects because the source of burying somebody is by Mises Bezdin, right, and that's why it's connected to a Mamre. And then the Rambam ends off Malachim, which Malachim also has to do with Bezdin, is also the end of Mishnah Torah, but the Bezdin appoints the Malach, Bechulu. But so the fact that it's in Sefer Shoftim makes a lot of sense. But to remember, the Rambam created this area of halacha called Hilchos Mamrim. Right, the Mamrim, what's in Hilchos Mamrim? The halachas of Zakin Mamre, the halachas of Mensorah Mora, the rebellious child, and the halachas of Kibbut Avim, right, the honoring parents. So those three do not appear together in Chazal, but the Rambam created this area of authority. Right, this is an area of halacha of authority. And that's why the Rambam has these nine mitzvahs, three mitzvahs asay, and six mitzvahs los asay, and included in there are these halachas of relating to kibud av eim, etzor remorah, and zakin marim. So Rambam says there, Bezen HaGadol Shem Yerushalayim him ikur Torah Shebal Peh. The Bezen HaGadol Yerushalayim is the source of the oral law, Torah Shebal Peh. Vehem amudei ha-hora, ve'umehem choku mishpat, yotzei l'chol Yisrael. They are the pillars of law, and from those great 71 rabbis goes out the law to all of Klal Yisrael. V'alei neftichah Torah shenemar, and that's what the Torah mentions when it says in Parsha Shoftim, al pi haTorah sheyarucha zu mitzvah zaseh, based on the Torah that they will teach you, that is a mitzvah zaseh. V'chalamamin b'Moshe Rabbeinu uvisarasso, whoever believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, chayiv lismoch ma'aseh hadas alehen, v'lishain alehen. They are chayiv to rely on them and to trust them. Right, that is, if you believe in Torah's Moshe, you believe in the power of the Rabbanan to interpret and to make siyagim and be connected to Torah's Moshe. Call me she'ena osek harasan over below sasei she'ne'amar lo sasei mikol adavar she'yigidu l'chayim in a small. If somebody does not listen to them, they violate a lo sasei. Do not turn away from their words, right or left. Main logan alav zeh. One does not get malchus on this aver. Mebnei she'nitan l'asaras misas bezdin, because it's possible to get Mises Bezdin for this Aveira. We know the rule is there are five or six categories of Los Aseis that one does not get Malkus for. One of them is this one, that if it's possible to get killed for this Aveira, then you're not going to get Malkus for the Aveira. Even if you're not going to get killed in this specific case, that's the rule of La Shanitan, La Saras Mises Bezdin. And then the Rambam adds, what's included in this power? So the first part, I would have said, okay, whether it's the transmission of dinim da'oraisa that are bal peh, that's included. Okay, that's part of the din da'oraisa. Or any of law that they learned out using the different tools that they have, kavachomer, zereshava, hekish, yud gimel midos. So that also is included. That's fine. But then the Rambam makes the next jump. The echad dvarim sha'asum siyag la Torah. And even if they make a siyag, if I write with my left hand on Shabbos, if I eat chicken and milk, in certain cases, that's violating an issur d'rabbanan. Guess what, says the Rambam? You're also violating an issur d'oraisa. Because you're not listening to the Rabbanan. And the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. Ulefi ma'asha'asha tzricha v'ngzeros v'atakanos v'ha minhagos. Even minhagim that were instituted by the Rabbanan. All of these three. Again, Dvarim Shebal Peh, we got straight from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down. Number two, Dinim that they learned out using the Yud Gimel Midos. Three, all the Dinim Derabanan, they're all included in the Mitzvah Saseh L'Shma Alehen. V'yover Alechem Mehem, Kol Echem Mehem, over below Saseh. And whoever violates the Lo Saseh. Harehu Omer Pi HaTorah She'yerucha. Elu hatakanos v'hagzeros v'haminhagos sheyoru bohem l'rabim kedei l'chazek hadas ulesakin ha'olam. These are all the laws that the Rabbanan make. Why do the Rabbanan make laws? Interesting language of the Rambam. To strengthen the religion from within and to improve the world from without. That's the Rambam. Dinan the Rabbanan are l'chazek hadas ulesakin ha'olam. It's Rambam's beautiful lashon. Okay, so this is the Rambam Shita, famous Shita. Everything is included in Los Asar. So related to that is the question of the Ramban, when the Ramban says, if every din d'rabbanan is a din d'araisa, then how do you ever have differences between d'rabbanans and d'araisas? For example, the most clear example, Safek. We know the principle is, when I have a doubt about a din d'rabbanan, I go l'kula. If I have a doubt about a din d'araisa, I go l'chumra. I'm not sure if I benched. I don't remember if I benched. I have to bench again. That's a din d'araisa. I don't remember if I made a bracha on lightning, so that's a din d'rabbanan. I don't make a bracha on lightning, because I might have. It's a suffix. Safek d'araisa l'chomer, safek d'rabbanan l'kula. But one second, ask the Ramban. If every din d'rabbanan is really a din d'araisa, and every time I violate a din d'rabbanan, I'm also violating an issa d'araisa, then how do you ever have the principle of safek d'rabbanan l'kula? Every d'rabbanan is always a d'araisa. That's the Ramban's question on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shorish Aleph. In Shorish Aleph, says the Ramban, V'ine harav bone chome gvoa, savil l'divrei chachamim. The Rambam built this big wall around the worlds of the rabbis. Avali keperetz nofel, nava b'chomen is gava, but its two eyes going to fall down. Asher pitom lefeta yavo shivra, why? L'vishisvar nefsedes b'ro makomas b'talmud. I think it's wrong, based on a lot of many sources that we have. V'roi l'fi adas hazu l'hachmir ma'od b'divrei sofrim shekulam torahim ein b'nehem shum hefresh. According to the Rambam, says the Ramban, that there's no difference between them. The ein b'torah davar chomer yosem and ashmus. There's nothing more chomer. Shel divreihem el b'mechuvei krisas amisas lo b'chayv lavin. Every time you violate a lav, it's going to be equal to a drabanan. Shkol divreihem lav aseihem. V'rabbi Yisrael b'chol ha'talmud omrim hefech lizen. Throughout Shas, you find the principle that there are differences. Right, Shari came down and called every soul from the Hakel, Mehen be Surim, Sveka Drabana Lakula, and sometimes we're Mako by Bittel. By certain cases of Bittel, you can assume that the Kula thing happened, and we know by the beginning of Masechas Beitza that talks about Drabanan and Darayas, and we believe Ktanim by Dinim Drabanan, She'enim Ruim Lahayid, Batikas Chamis Drabanan, the Gemara says at the beginning of Sachim, Hemna Rabanan and Drabanan, regarding Tchumin and Od Mitzvahs. Right, and then he quotes the case of Safek. The Gemara says in Brachas, you're not sure if he said Kriya Shma or not. You have to say it again because it's Daraisa. You're not sure if he David or not. No, Durabanan. So says the Ramban. I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. That every Durabanan automatically becomes a Daraisa. So how do you answer that question? So there are various answers given by the Achronim. The Ramban himself has a line where he alludes to the answer, but there are a couple of suggestions. Some say, well, maybe the Rambam is saying only, question is, does it really fit into the words? Maybe it only applies when people argue on the Bezan HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Maybe that's the, if you argue on the laws that they made, the laws that the great Sanhedrin made, then even those Dinim Drabanan are included. But maybe not every Bezdin Shebechol Dor Vador. Okay, one suggestion. The Sefer HaChinuch, who always follows the Rambam, in counting, says it applies to every Bezdin in every generation. Every generation. Not just the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. The most popular answer, let's do the Kiryat Sefer first. The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit. The Mabit in his commentary, right? Mabit is a little bit after the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, says the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, actually a contemporary. Maybe the only time that the Rambam says it's included in the Daraisa is if the reason that I don't do the Drabanan is out of a conviction that they don't have the authority to make such laws. Not that I just violate, I have a taiva to have a chicken cheeseburger, and I eat the chicken cheeseburger. Okay, I'm violating this Drabanan, but that's not lo sasser. Lo sasser means if I think the rabbis have no right to make such a law. Maybe that's all the Rambam is talking about. Not that if I violate. If I violate a Drabanan, I violate a Drabanan. When is the Rambam talking about a Daraisa? Rotzel Omar, Shekol mi she'eino osek ho'ra'asan, elo shecholek al ikar ho'ra'aso. Kemo shekasav, mitzvah l'shmo alahem. Right, shenira shamitzvah hi ashmua shiya ha'uda v'ha'ura, v'alav u'mashu hefech zeh, she'eino mo'di l'dereyem, v'cholek alahem, v'zeh nikra over b'inyin zeh. Alav zeh, that's the over. Al misha over al davar shumid Drabanan l'hana'aso, o l'to'alto, o l'te'avon. Somebody just violates a Nisa Drabanan. Stam, Bein B'Shogi, Bein Mezid, that's violating Nisa Drabanan. But that's not violating Nisa Daraisa. So that's another suggestion. The most popular suggestion is said by the Megillas Esther here on the Rambam and Leif Sameach, the Ran already suggests this also for the Rambam, that maybe what's called Kahai Gavna Lotiknu. Meaning if I violate a Nisa Daraisa, a Nisa Drabanan, Vadai, then I also violate a Nisa Daraisa. But the second that it's a suffix, so the Rabbanan only meant their words to exist b'makom vadai. The second that it's a suffix, the whole din falls away. That's what Suffix Rabbanan Lakula means. Suffix Rabbanan Lakula means there is no din. There is no Isser Drabbanan. Right? It's not that it's a suffix, and if I violate, I'm violating a suffix Isser Drabbanan. No, the second that it's suffix Drabbanan, there is no Isser Drabbanan. It all falls away. Kahai Gavna, in this type of circumstance, the Rabbanan said, there is no law. A Safek Drabbanan is a Vadai not Deoraisa in this, is Vadai no Drabbanan. A Safek Drabbanan is a Vadai no Drabbanan. And therefore, that's why. You're right. If I do a Vadai Drabbanan, if I Vadai do a Drabbanan, I Vadai violated Deoraisa. But the second it's a Safek, then the whole din falls away. The whole din falls away. And therefore, it wouldn't be connected. wouldn't be usser in that case. There is beautiful ma'amar of the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim. It kind of relates to both of the suggestions that we just read. That again, it has to do with an Issur Rabbanan has to do with the Maisa Mered, the rebellious nature of the rejection, which sounds like the Kriyat Sefer. But he also has it as part of it that the second it's a Suffolk, by definition, it's not a Maisa Mered. It's not going against the authority of the Rabbanan if the whole thing is suffic, and that's why I'm not violating. So it's kind of putting the two previous ones together. The Meshech Chachma says this in Perek Yizayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Recently, the Varb is that that's a Ramban Bishrashim. And he quotes the Ramban's question, Vaya Ikerhu, Ki Atar Ratzta, the Torah wanted, Asher Milvad in Yonim HaNitzchim V'Kayimim La'ad. The Torah, and this gets into a general sugya, which I don't know if we had a lump this year on a long time ago, describing different isurim. Is there a difference between isurei d'oraisa and isurei d'rabbanan conceptually? As the Meshech Chachma was going to say, and this is discussed by Rishonim, isurei d'oraisa are isurei chefsa. There's something inherently abhorrent in the, let's say, eating beef and cooked in milk. That's inherently abhorrent. That's poison. That's poison, midaraisa. So is chicken and milk poison, midaraisa? Says the Meshech Chachma, the Rabbanan made laws not to have inherent changing the quality of the atoms of those particles of the Yisr. It's not the same thing as if Hashem says it's Asr. The Rabbanan say it's Asr, it's more about listening to the Rabbanan, not so much as the Cheftza. It's more on the Gavra to listen, not on the Chefsa, the object, that it has spiritual poison. Because after all, in 100 years from now, another Beza could come along and change the din. And say, no, it's Mother! And we don't think that's a good... So how do they have that power if it's spiritually poison? The answer is, because when it comes to Din and Drabbanan, the point is to listen to them, not the inherent violation. So says the Meshech Chachma, again, this is all outside, then we'll read it. The second that it's Suffolk, so then that's already, not violating their laws. It's not going against their laws. And he gives the mashal. Let's read it now, and then we'll give the mashal. He says, besides the eternal laws of the Torah, Yischadish and Yanim Siagim Vasaras Vachumras Hashiyuzvaniim Haynu Sheyia Biyad Hachachamim LaHosif Al Pi Agdorim Anim Sarlahem, that the Rabbanah have the power to add on to the laws that were given to them. Shobofanim Elu Nitan LaMeshus, because they're giving Rishus to do this. V'im kena mitzvah dafka l'shmo mashayomru, but the key is to listen to them. Abala inyin ma'atzmo sharmer v'chidshu, but the content of what they said itself. Efshar, the inim eskala ratzan abore. Hashem not even interested in this law, and for sure not interested in it being eternal, and it could be a later best is going to change it. But if that's true, again, the key is to listen, not the content of what they said. Similar to, he gives the mashal, morid b'malchus. Rebellious behavior against the king. So if the king wants to build a highway for the good of the people through my backyard, so he's allowed to do that. What if I protest? I can be punished. Why should I be punished? You think Hashem really cares about building this highway through my backyard? Why should I be responsible for that? Then I'd be culpable with a punishment. The answer is because he's the king. And Hashem gave power to the king. And the point is to listen to the king, not about this highway that's being built. It's more about just the listening itself. And therefore, the second that it's suffik, says the Meshech Chachma, so then that's not a violation. That's not a violation of going against what the Rabbanan are saying. Ki misafkalon b'divrei Torah, when I have a suffik about a din d'oraisa, maybe it's pig, then I'm not allowed to eat it because it's suffik poison. Imkein af imlotziva haboriel suffik because of shema hu chazir. V'imkein achanu chazir davar hametua of the MS. Avol besuffik eruv, but the second that it's a suffik drabanan, the content itself, it doesn't come from Hashem. It comes from the Rabbanan. Kiva she'inyin ze'eino bifrat ratzon habori. Rak she'tziva lishmo aleihem. V'kiva shal ze'e lo dibru, they did not tell me b'makom suffik. V'imkein lo nikra mishe'ino osakein eino shomea. So that's the Meshech Chachma, again, kind of putting together the previous two ideas. The Meshech Chachma says at the end also, and this fits into the Nesivos. The Nesivos in Reish Lama Dalet. That Nesivos we mentioned in the past also. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that says, if I buy fruit from you, let's say I buy food from you, and it ends up being usher food. Is it a mekach tos? Right, let's say I ate the food already. Could I come to you and get my money back? I ate treif because you sold me treif. So the Nesivos says it depends how usher it was. If it was Asr d'oraisa, so then I can get my money back. It's a mekatos. If it was asa derabanan and I ate it already, no, then I can't. What's the difference? What's the difference? The Nesivos explains, because if I did an issa d'araisa b'shogeg, that's still an issa d'araisa. I have to bring a carbon sometimes, I have to get malchus, I have to get, meaning b'shogeg, I'm not, but sometimes carbon is b'shogeg, but I still did something wrong. But says the Nesivos, and this is the Chiddush, if I did an aveira d'rabanan b'shogeg, what'd I do wrong? I didn't know I was not listening to the Rabbanan, so that's not usur. Says the Nesivos, I don't have to do tshuva for that. If I violated Shabbos b'shogeg, I have to do tshuva for that. But if I violated Nisa d'Rabbanan b'shogeg, I don't need to do tshuva, because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't know about it. It's not that inherently there's something pernicious about this behavior. It's just that I have to listen to the Rabbanan. So that says the Meshech Chachma, that fits into my theory. Fits into my theory that the second that it's d'Rabbanan, it's in a different world, and therefore it would not require katara, and that would not be included in Los Asur. Right, if it's a din d'rabbanan. Again, this is all within the shita of the Rambam. Again, there's much talk. We're not going to do it now, but maybe next time, another time, we'll talk about the shita of the Ramban. Right there, everybody acts on the Rambam. How do you answer the kasha? So everybody on the kula. So the Ramban says, no, it's not an include in Los Asur. For the Ramban, you have the opposite question, and that is, the Ramban makes a big fuss that Los Asur does not include din d'rabbanan. So where in the Torah does it say that I have to listen to the Rabbanan regarding din d'rabbanan? The Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. According to the Ramban, that means how they interpret the Torah and all the din and daraisa. But where in the Torah does it say that I have to listen to the Rabbanan when they make a din d'rabbanan? Am I violating an issa daraisa if I don't listen to a din d'rabbanan of the Rabbanan? Right, what's the source of that in the Torah? And that's discussed by the Achronim, Rav Elchanan and others, to explain the shita of the Ramban. Even though most of our discussion today was the shita of the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here.